Blog Talk Radio.
Something is starting right now. Something is starting. Oh, wow. My little pony. My little pony. My little pony tail. Is our very first stop. Then let's try the ice cream shop. My little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail. My little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail. Starlight, sweetheart melody, bright eyes, passion, clover, bonbons, baking cookies, girl, hurry up on over.
Oppa, and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, March 19th. I am your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host.
Blah, blah, something Greek, little Greek alley cat. I'm having computer problems, so I have not been able to look up the Greek translation of Little Alley Cat. I have to fail. You're lucky I was able to call in. I went to, I had forgotten to write the number down, or wherever I wrote it down, I forgot. And I went to the computer to try and get to it. I couldn't get my computer to respond. I'm like, And then right at the very last second, I was able to get the number. That's what you get, because I was just telling Mr. Alley Cat, or Mr. Tomcat. Karen said I should call him Tomcat. I was telling Tomcat that I like to make you sweat it out and call in at the last minute. And this time I was like, oh, okay, let's go call in. I was like, crap. I mean, crud. And I was sweating it out myself. So here I am. Now let's see if I can get the computer to work.
Yeah, you've always got to love it.
I was just going to say, you know, then, of course, you know, the intelligent part is that I'm freaking out on one computer, but I've got three other computers in the house. But this one is the one that I use the most. It has all of, like, my bookmarks and stuff. And then I was like, I don't even know the name of the website. So it was just like, you know, that last minute trying to get everything to work out for me. Yeah. But you're the expert on technical difficulties. I'm just having an old computer that I think is going to be needing replacing soon.
Ah. I understand that. I had to replace my desktop a couple of years ago. So
this is like 5 years old now, four years old maybe. Right. You know, that's old in computer world. You know, 3-4 years old. You're starting to push the upper limits of your technology there. Time to trade her in.
Well, let me put it to you this way. My puppy, when I first got it, had Windows ME on it.
I don't even remember which version that was.
That was Windows, Windows Millennium or Windows 2000.
Oh, nice.
Hey, you know, you can't knock it when you get it for free.
No, but you know what? Those old computers, man, they took a licking and kept on ticking. I mean, they worked forever. We just got rid of, like, we had an old one for, like, a really long time. I mean, it just worked. We worked it into the ground. These newer ones, they, like, bust so quick. I guess they figure, you know, you're just going to use it for a couple of years anyway and upgrade, so why make it quality? We have an iMac. We've only had it for a year, and we had to take it into the shop already. It stopped working.
See, that's why I go with Dell's.
Well, Dell is the one that's frozen right now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I'm going to have to resort to the, what do they call the iMac when it's a laptop?
I have no clue because
it's
don't.
iBook, maybe? I don't know. So, yeah, then I got the Lenovo, and then I got the iBook Mac laptop thing. I'm going to have to go to that next.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I went with Dell because first job I worked at, they'd gotten a brand new computer system, right? Yeah, the first time my mother had to call for technical support to Dell, they asked her, "What computers do you have?" And she told them, and they said, "Do you realize that we stopped producing these 7 years ago?"
Awesome.
And this was in 1992.
Oh, goodness. That, wow. What?
And, yeah,
those computers. Your mom was, like, way ahead of the curve if she was using computers in 1992. Wait a minute, you're saying she had a 1984 computer or something?
That's what they had at the office.
Seriously, I remember taking computer class when it was, like, 1987 in high school, and the thing was, like, teaching you how to use, like, Fortran and binary code, for God's sakes.
At least I think it was
basic language.
Might have been 95. Might be a few years off, but those computers, they lasted until 2005, okay? Okay, they outlasted the program.
That's something.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you know, it kind of doesn't help when, you know, the programmer who wrote the program keels over and dies and takes the program to the grave with them.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
And this was only about 2 months after they started trying to get people to upgrade from the DOS-based system to the window-based system.
Oh, well, that's not a good time to keel over, no. You do want to get things kind of on the ground and running before you go.
Well, see, he didn't want anybody to know anything about his program.
You know, I saw an iCarly episode similar to that. Yes, I know, iCarly. It's a show for little preteens. Well, I have a preteen, so I get to be all up on, like, all the cool stuff. But it was a similar thing where, except it was with a guy who owned a pie shop, and he had, like, the best pies in the world, and he keeled over, and he didn't leave, like, he, like, hid his secret recipe, and, like, the whole family was like, "I have to stop making pies," and iCarly and her friends were freaking out, and I guess the daughter of the dude or the granddaughter or something said that he only said that he left the recipes on in his computer, and so they were, like, trying to, like, break into the computer and all sort of stuff, where actually he just wrote it on a piece of paper and stuck it inside the computer, because he was, like, an old dude. He was, like, not really into technology or anything. It's like, yeah, I put it in the computer. It was on a piece of paper inside the computer. I just thought, you know, it was funny. So did they actually open the computer and look? You know, this guy might have written down the code, you know, and just stuck it on the inside of the computer.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But, yeah, it was quite funny.
Yeah, that's Mr. Tomcat. That's your name now. I need to run a virus scan on my POS here that is all frozen. And I need to know, am I just doing local files? Okay. Okay. We're scanning. Which means I will have to go up to the other computer. Good news is, though, it's actually in the pony room today.
Oh, very good, very good.
I was doing some research, pony kind of. Well, I wouldn't even say I was doing research. Me and Kitten were just looking at stuff, looking at ponies, and we decided to bring it up to the pony room to do so. So it's already there. It's like it knew.
Oh, very good. Oh, by the way, say hi, Kit Kat Vintage.
Hey, Kit Kat Vintage. Why, is she on here with us? Oh, my gosh. Do I have a text that I should have checked?
She is in the chat room.
Awesome. Oh, I'll have to log in on the other thing. Good, because we're going to need her help.
So, how is your
week?
Oh,
look, there is a text that says, look, she's going to catch the show live. Awesome.
We have a live listener.
One live listener. So now I'm going to have to actually log into the chat room so that she doesn't feel lonely. All right. Well, you want to play? Do you want to is the Pony Genie here yet, or are you gonna like run me up to the? Well, we can't run to the pony room until the Pony Genie's here. So, why don't you tell us what's going on for a while? Like, you know, I don't know. Talk about stuff you got this week or something else that will kill some time.
Well, basically, I got nothing.
Woohoo!
Yes, it was a very exciting
why
week.
Why nothing? What happened?
I didn't buy anything last week.
Did you put everything in the basket? Wow, that's like really strange to hear from you right now. I don't know if I can handle the feast of famine thing going on.
Well, you know, I just really didn't try this week for anything. Or last week, I should say.
I actually, I know you're going to find this shocking. I went on a pony buying binge this week. I mean, like I think I've sort of, I don't want to say I totally lost control, but, well, you know. I was doing good for a few weeks there. I was like, you know, I was like kind of tapering off. I was doing good. And then I just kept getting deals. I kept, like, putting in bids and thinking, oh, I'm not going to win. I'm just going to put this little bid in. And, dang, I won. What the heck?
Oh, wow.
It's worth twice that. It's worth three times that. I'm not supposed to win. How'd I win? And so I got quite more of those than I was expecting to. But as far as what actually showed up in the mail, because remember, that's the thing you have to do for me to keep track is only what showed up in the mail. Whatever I won, I can't talk about till it's actually here because I'll lose track. And even that, I'm going, what did I receive this week? Oh, I got Baby Honeycomb, and I got, what's the other one? Oh, yes, Mail Order Starhopper, but I got, like, the bright turquoise Mail Order Starhopper instead of, like, the darker green. There's a couple variants of that. One's, like, this bright turquoise kind of green color. I got that one. No, wow, mail order and a German baby, awesome. Come on.
Wow. I'm just in awe, okay?
Oh, shut up. Don't mock me. And I would say I think there's something else I got, but I don't know because I can't get into my computer. Did I have Spiny yet when I talked? Not Spiny, Sparks. Did I tell you I had the dragon, the little pink dragon? Did I say it last week?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. Now I know where I'm at. I have a line of demarcation to go off of. All right.
Very good, very good. Well, as I said, I didn't get anything this week, at least not in the mail.
Oh, so you'll have something to talk about next week is what you're saying.
Probably, yes.
You're setting us up here, right? You're just like kind of letting us know what's coming.
Unless I make the big announcement before the Pony Genie comes
on. No, you can't do that. You're going to be busting up the rule. We don't talk about it until it's here. Until it's in your hands.
Well, that's something else.
Oh, that. Yeah, okay, yeah. No, you can wait till the Pony Genie if you like. You know, because of course she's going to want to comment.
Yes. Especially seeing as how it was Pony Genie magic that helped.
Oh, yeah, didn't she, like, give us magic for that last week specifically?
Yes. Actually, no, she just gave us magic.
No, I could have swore that she gave you some specific get-a-job pony magic that I didn't just totally ruin the surprise.
No, I don't think you totally ruined the surprise.
Oh, snap. I just opened it up and I'm at... How is this for strange? Okay, I just opened the laptop and I'm at Kit Kat Vintage's website. I forgot that was the last place that I was at. So that was like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Hi, Kit Kat. That was completely unplanned, guys.
Of course it was.
If only I could remember how to use this thing. Too many types of technology. Okay, what the heck did I just do? I hit a button and now I'm looking at like 12 little boxes of internet access. I'm going to kick Kitten's butt because she has, oh my gosh. Okay, we'll just go with this. We'll make it work. Not going to ask. I'm just going to make it work. No, come back. This is sad, okay? This is just, I'm not even going to admit to this happening right now. Okay, I need to know our actual website, www.blogtalkradio.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's the rest?
Blog Talk, it's either Blog Talk, yes, Blog Talk Radio. Hold on.
Is it like a / like _ My Little Pony something weird talk? Oh, I'll just go to .com. You're taking too dang long.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to see how easy it is to find us. I went to Blog Talk Radio. Now I'm typing in My Little Pony. Let's see what happens. Just so you know, when you do that, look at that. We come up right on top of the Funky Wear Pig. What the heck? There's shows, My Little Pony Talk, and then there's the Funky Wear Pig, and then there's the Gamers Girl Radio, because that's all related to My Little Pony, of course. And then on demand, it's all us, baby. We, like, totally sweeped the on-demand category. We got all the medals.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We're going to work on that image. Okay. Chat. That means I have to log into chat.
Yes.
I'm coming, KK. Hang in there. I got to remember my name. Oh, great. It's not on here. I've got to totally add it by scratch. That's the other nice thing, you know, when you're using the same computer and it, like, remembers all your little stuff. Like, when you start typing at a certain site, it'll, like, give you, like, these options. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's my username at this website.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Hey, you know what? I think I'm going to go get the teapot while you're logging in.
Okay.
Okay.
Score on the first try. Yes.
Darn teapot just not working.
Opa, my pony friends. Let's
Opa.
Do a little Greek dance. Break some plates. Pony joy to ya.
Pony joy to you and Erin Go Bra.
Erin Go Bra, yeah. All about the green ponies this week. I just posted up a bunch of my fabulous greenness from the herd. It's a day late,
green.
But who cares?
It's
still
St.
Patrick's
Greece.
Day somewhere. Yeah, green, Greece.
Green and
Greece.
There's like only 2-letter difference. Right on.
There you go.
Oh, I should have thought of posted some Greek. Darn it. I have Greek ponies. Now I got to go back and do a sequel post. How's everybody today? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too.
Here's one.
Happy Friday.
I'm in the pony cabinet right now, digging around. Yep, you're green, you're green. Oh, I got to do another photo shoot later. What's the good word? What's the news?
Okay, get ready.
Can I tell my great news?
You can tell your great news.
Please do.
I got a job!
Woo! All right! Woohoo!
She'll be able to buy more ponies.
That's right. Yeah. Pony money. Yeah, yeah. Money,
she'll go to the pony fair. we can do the show again live on the Pony Convention show. You know you got to do it again this
year. You can go to meet,
well,
buy more ponies.
I got to see if I can get that Saturday off first.
Oh, yeah, she's like, I'm like, you give them this many months, either that or, like, maybe just don't tell them. Come on. You can either, A, you can go with the, I'm going to give you 3 months notice, I need this Saturday, or you just, actually, you should probably not tell them that, like, the very first day, but, you know, like a month in, you know, give them, like, a month notice, you need that Saturday.
Tell them it's a really important family event. Pony people are, like, family to you.
Sure,
there
you go.
Everybody's got family.
The reunion only happens once a year.
Exactly.
Right. In Maryland. And make it like you're not even thrilled to go. Make like, oh, you know, I have to do this.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry. I'd really rather be at work, but, you know, what can I do?
Like, the whole, and they're all freaks. You would not believe these people.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I won't be able to save up enough money to do that.
Oh,
hush. Just one.
So,
won't be able to save up money to do what specifically?
I won't be able to save up enough money to actually go to Maryland.
Yeah, because you got to do the convention. It's one or the other, you know?
You know, money-wise, I got to look at it that way.
Hey, at least you'll have money to go to one.
Yes. I just got to make sure I get that Saturday off, because what it is, my schedule goes 2 days a week, a.m. to 4 p.m., and then...
We don't need all the details. You're just going to have to work Saturdays, right?
Once in a while, every other week.
Oh, and that just happens to be the lucky week, huh?
Oh, geez.
I don't know yet.
I was going to say, did you map it out this far ahead already? Gosh, so you mean we're talking about something that might not even be applicable?
Well, some jobs, they'll let you trade days with other people. As long as you can get somebody to cover your day, then you have to cover one of their Saturdays in return. So you could try to work it out with your coworkers if any of them are cool.
Actually, what it is if you work on a Saturday, it's only half a day. One day during the week, you only work half a day.
That's not really great if you're working a six-day week.
Hmm.
What kind of trade-off is that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess
you only have to work.
It's I got a job.
Welcome to the new millennium. Nobody works full time anymore. People get laid off. People get this and that. You know, they took away health care benefits. They took away all the perks, all the fun stuff. Shoot, you got even got to buy your own coffee now.
Gosh, really?
I haven't worked in a place that had a coffee pot, coffee center in, I don't know, 10 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I've actually had coffee.
Yeah, florists need coffee. We can't survive without it. We need at least 5 cups a day, otherwise we go nuts.
Jeez, 5 cups. I think I would be bouncing off the walls. I don't know how many of you know this, but I don't touch caffeine. Could you imagine if I did? Oh, my gosh.
Dear Lord.
You think I'm naturally this energetic?
Yeah, actually, I thought you were. I thought it was completely natural. I mean, I'm all natural. I think we should all be all natural. Let's all be all natural for the show tonight.
Well, I'm not drinking caffeine now. I'm drinking grape punch.
Because
I can't have shaky hands while I work on a custom. I got my custom bench all set up here in the teapot, and I'm working on 4 very special ladies for Easter.
Ooh.
Our next holiday coming up. Actually, there's 2 Easters, because I live in a Greek neighborhood, so we have Greek Easter and regular Easter, and they're not on the same day, so it's like a big, long Easter month going on here.
Greek Easter is bigger
than regular Easter.
When I lived in Baltimore, the Greek church used to do huge parades and stuff in the streets.
Yeah,
awesome.
They do that here. They do this procession.
Awesome.
They hold candles, and they chant.
Well,
everybody comes out.
Well,
and then you realize, wow, I had no idea we had this many Greek people here.
There are the most Greek people here than anywhere in the U.S., maybe anywhere outside of Greece.
Wow.
Well, you think I would have been able to get somebody to help me with the names of the ponies tonight. My neighbors, they are actually in Greece for the next month. I was going to go to them and say, hey, you know, can you tell me how to say this name and that name? You know, I had all the names printed out from the website there that we look off of. No luck. They're in Greece. Can't help me. So
go
we're winging
figure,
it.
Right? Yeah, I completely forgot, honestly, and I can't think of anybody Greek right now. I could even call if I wanted to.
Let's call John Stamos.
Ooh, we could do that.
Well, you know, he'd be
an okay fill-in.
Well, you know, my mother speaks a little bit of Greek.
Yeah. I don't know. Is she making a joke or is she being serious? That's the thing. It's all Greek to me, you know?
No, wait. She used to work in a Greek restaurant. You know, one of those family-owned places.
Oh, boy. I know the kind of words you pick up working in a restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to hear that kind of Greek.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the kind of Greek you don't want on the air.
But she we'll does just save that for the after-hours uncensored version of the show.
Yeah, right? Ding, 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 it's 11 o'clock. Mom!
Because, yeah, she worked for Four Georges.
Four Georges. George is a very popular Greek name, you know that?
Good.
I think I mean, just saying that, it's like all of a sudden I can think of three Georges I know that are Greek. Holy cow.
Actually, my neighbor is named George. That is the funniest thing.
Why? You know what? Somebody's got to look this up. There's got to be a reason. Why is George such a popular Greek name? I'm going to look it up while you guys chat for a moment because I got to know. Space. No, cancel. I don't want to do whatever that is.
Actually, what it is, you know, it's always, you know, you name the firstborn son after the father and second-born after the grandfather.
Okay, but that doesn't explain why all, what is it? You can say every Greek man is named George and now they're in a vicious cycle?
Wow. There's a theory. Yeah, it all started with a couple of Georges and they had kids.
Definitely.
I guess I should just be happy I have a window up right now because I don't know what to do.
Well, at least you have a window up. I don't have my computer in front of me at the moment. I'll get it back as soon as I can.
I'll say, you know what? We better get the computer going or we're going to be like, KKV, you need to call in and be the co-host tonight because you're the only one that has information.
What about me?
I meant like outside of like the main site, you know, where we have like people like looking around the other sites and expert information other than, you know, well, we need her to call in anyway because she's like got nirvanas and stuff.
Well, I did do a little bit of homework and I did find some interesting facts on certain green ponies. So when they come up, I will mention what I learned.
Very good.
There are interesting things about the color green that is very applicable to many Greeks.
Yes.
Ponies, that is.
Yes. So, are we going to take a trip up to the pony room?
Sure thing.
Yay.
Okay.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Hit it.
Why do you have to cut off my shoop?
Sorry.
Okay, all right, we all ready?
Yes.
All together now.
Okay, close it up.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's smelling good now. Now we had a little bit of warm weather, you know, because the pony room is at the corner of the house, so it gets sun on both sides, kind of warms up the exterior wall, which kind of, like, activates extra pony goodness.
Ooh.
So the pony room is smelling good.
Pony goodness.
Yeah. It was so funny down because I was looking for my Twilight because, you know, she has to stay up and watch TV with me tonight. And I pulled out the strawberry, what kind of pony was that one again?
Strawberry Surprise?
Surprise.
That one. I pulled that out, and it's like I'm sniffing, and it's like, and I sniffed the bag. The scent is, like, permeating out of the baggie.
Yes, they are awesome. I love Sweetberry ponies.
They smell so good.
They do. They're all, that's why I sit there, and I'm like, come on, there's a reason I sit here and go, oh, God, that's so awesome. They are. They're fantastic.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, my God, it's sealed up, and it's like, I smell you through the bag. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm smelling. You know what? I realized every one of my sweet berries still has scent. Some stronger than others, but I think of all of them. For some reason, man, those suckers, they did some great stuff with that plastic.
Yeah, they did.
Hello?
I'm here.
You guys got really quiet. That was weird.
Sorry.
Like what? Are you like all sniffing ponies right now? And everybody like kind of getting a little lightheaded?
No, I was trying to make a pony hairstyle. I got really wrapped up in it for a second.
I did.
Yeah.
I got a little lightheaded.
And she was getting a little lightheaded, and I was smelling ponies, and we had dead air. Oh, my gosh. Mark the time. It'll never happen again.
We were all huffing ponies.
Oh, and if you could just see what I'm doing here, I'm like trying to tie a ribbon, and I've got fingers wrapped around hair and more fingers wrapped in ribbon and the phone on my shoulder. And oh, well, okay, let me put this aside now so I can concentrate.
Okay.
Pony room.
All right, you're going to have to help me out here. IntoTheSea.com, is that how it's spelled, just flat out IntoTheSea.com, or no?
IntoTheSea.com.
Into the sea?
Yes.
Yes. The sea.
The sea.
Into the sea.com. Pocky Shrine. What?
Well, then there's that little picture you got to click on
where the
rainbow
ends. Okay, see, I've never had to get it from this. I don't know. What the heck?
It opens in a new window. And I bookmarked the new window, so now it just takes me there right away. Mr.
Rose,
mess
with
my pony
page. Dang. Enter.
I'll be on that page as soon as I can. It's going to be a few more minutes. Good stuff has been ending tonight.
And I'm just about there. I'm almost there. Here we go. That's a pretty flag.
Yes, it is.
What does the Greek flag look like? Is it blue?
Blue
white
and white.
And
white and blue. It's got like the... What is that, the kind of like a Swiss kind of cross up there in the corner, but then blue stripes,
yeah.
Blue and white stripes alternating?
That's easy,
so
good flag.
It's like the American flag. Instead of having stars in that square, they got the white cross and a blue field, and then instead of red and white stripes, they got blue and white stripes. So it's like,
yeah.
You know, all blue and white.
I like the way the state is arranged with the flags. It's kind of cool.
So those of you that need to know the, you know, the visual there for the Greek flag.
Yes, yes, the Greeks, the Greeks, the Greeks.
You know, another, there's a few good reference places for the Greek ponies. I had a whole bunch set up on my other computer.
Who is misbehaving today?
Where's the... Okay. Yeah, okay, you guys got to, like, keep talking and stuff. Seriously, I'm, like, losing my web pages and stuff.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know. This is so embarrassing.
Well, while she does that, can I plug the contest that I'm hosting on the TP?
Plug
Go
away.
For it.
It's the Create a Bonnet, Easter Bonnet, Pageant, and Parade. All you have to do is create a little hat and put it on one of your ponies and take photos of your pony modeling your homemade hat, and then we're going to have an Easter parade next weekend, I think Thursday. And then The community is going to judge the best hat, and we're giving out trophies for the most exciting, energetic, dynamic, delicious, and otherwise special bonnets. And that's what I'm working on right now. I'm making the awards.
Ah, very good.
But down two to go. Oh, yeah, they're fancy awards. They even had little brass plaques, like, engraved.
Ooh.
Wow. You know, I just love how crafty and into things you are. You're such a good part of the pony community. You're like,
I'm loving
you. Like you're the creamy filling, the gooey center, you know.
Aw. Thank you. I've never been anyone's gooey center before. Let me send
you
a picture.
Well, let's not go with that too much because then it gets weird. Let's just take it for what it was, you know, face value before you start doing strange things to it. So,
okay.
Yeah, you're all that goodness stuff. I'm the not goodness stuff. Oh, gosh, don't tell me I did something weird.
Well, I could tell you about my pony Joy that came this week.
There you go.
Yes, please do.
I got my first ever posed variant pony. She's from Brazil,
ooh,
and she's Moonstone. And you know Moonstone
oh, yeah,
is normally a unicorn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one is not a unicorn. She has wings.
Ooh.
She is hornless, and she has wings. And I've never had a variant posed before, so that was a really big deal to me. And she was a very special pony Joy from a very special friend on the boards.
What, somebody gave her to you?
Well, yeah, we've been kind of, you know, being nice to each other back and forth for a while now, but she just decided to get really nice.
That's cool. That's very cool. That's like the second really cool pony Joy thing you had happen to you. Like, on the, whoa, somebody sent you a what? That's because you're so full of pony goodness.
Aw, well, I'm thrilled about it. I took her to see Alice in Wonderland with me the other night. I couldn't put her down. I said, well, we're going to the movies, but I want to play with my new pony. I know, I'll bring the new pony to the movies. And I did.
Yeah, of course. That totally makes sense.
Speaking of Alice in Wonderland, how did you like that movie?
Well, I thought it was beautiful. I thought the creature effects were awesome. And I thought that the ladies acting, especially the girl who played Alice, was really good. And the only person that I wasn't that impressed with was Johnny Depp. Maybe because
wow,
all the hype had been built up around him. Oh, Depp is going to be in it, and he's the Hatter, and
maybe.
Wow. So maybe I read too much stuff, because when I actually saw him on screen, I thought that he mumbled a lot, and I didn't get his accent. And I thought that he kind of, you know, mumbled through some of the better lines, and he talked too fast, because a lot of times I was missing what he was saying. And they made him look really weird, too. Like, what was with that clown white face and all
that
eyeshadow?
Orange, is he the one with the orange hair? He's
Yeah,
I've seen the images, and in all actuality, I don't want to go see Alice in Wonderland just because I don't want to see him. I love, love, love Johnny Depp, but the Mad Hatter image, I'm just not cool with. I just don't want to be looking at strange clown
It didn't
people.
Bother me in the stills, but when you see him move, you look around Wonderland, nobody else has a white face and like eight colors of neon eyeshadow and crazy eyes that get bigger and smaller and are cockeyed all the time.
Oh,
he
I'm definitely
bizarre.
Not going to see
him
now.
He looks like some kind of like clown on psychedelics.
Yes, well,
yeah,
you know,
I think they took that idea and they just went a little too far with it.
Yeah.
Like, I think he just kind of got into his own head there and just went funny places.
I don't know if it's him responsible for this or if it was Burton directing him, you know, telling him, you know, be madder, you know, mumble more or, you know, or
maybe
Irish accent, whatever it is. But anyway, it's not that he was bad. It's just he wasn't as good as I had hoped for. The rest of the movie, really cool. And the person who stole it from me was Crispin Glover as the knave. He was really great. He's a real sicko. You got to love Crispin Glover. Did you ever see Willard?
Gosh,
if not,
that was
go
like
see Willard.
Forever ago, I think.
Well, they remade Willard. I'm not talking about the one from the 70s.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. So did you see it in 3D or did you see it regular?
3D. We're a total sucker for 3D movies over here. We'll see anything in 3D.
See, I thought that part was extremely cool. It was like, holy crap.
Yeah, the creature effects, that big hairy guy. Well, I don't want to give spoilers, but what the heck was that called? The bandicoot or the bala wula bala, whatever that hairy thing is that she rode on his back. That was amazing. That thing looked real. It was hard to tell what was real and what wasn't. I had to just keep telling myself, none of it's real. It's all animation.
Well, I just thought, you know, when the 3D effects, especially, you know, even with just going into the movie, you know.
Oh, you mean like the coming attractions in 3D? Those are my favorite part. I love that.
Because I thought, it was like, please put on your 3D glasses. It's like, okay, what's going to happen? Is the movie going to start already?
I love 3D trailers. They're awesome. We saw the 3D trailer for Tron, and we saw the one for Toy Story 3, and the one for the Owl movie. What's that called? The Guardians of blah, 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 whatever that is. Definitely going to go see me some owls in the fall. Forget about that. I love owls. And this movie looks so cool. It looks like Narnia for owl fans.
Whoa. Okay. So, is anybody paying attention to KK?
I am.
Okay, good, because I can't find the page anymore.
She said his one eye was bigger than the other, and that really bothered me about Johnny Depp.
Thank you.
Yeah. So she's seen it already. Wow, I am so behind the times.
But, you know, if you can just get past seeing him, the movie was really, really good.
Yeah, seriously, everybody should go see it. I'm not telling anybody not to see it.
I mean, seriously, that is like the weirdest thing. I never thought I would ever hear anybody say, if you can just get past Johnny Depp, the movie's great. Seriously.
If you can just get past about how he looks. I think the whole mumbling thing, when you're watching the movie, you kind of understand he was completely traumatized. So, you know, most traumatized people mumble.
And I was reminded of Tin Man here and there in parts. I don't know if anyone saw that miniseries for Sci-Fi Channel. Like, you know, it was like a retelling of Oz. I was having flashbacks of that during the film. I'm not sure what it was about it that reminded me of Tin Man, but at the end, I just kept expecting Alice to, like, hug the Mad Hatter and say, "And I'll miss you most of all."
But no, she said something else, which means he may come out with another one.
And who wrote this anyway? I mean, did Burton write the screenplay, or did he, like, get it from somebody else and tweak it?
I think he wrote it. Because basically what he did was he took a combination of both Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, okay.
And kind of mishmashed it together.
I'm not up on my Lewis Carroll. Did Lewis Carroll write the poem Jabberwocky? I should know this because I had to memorize it for school, but that was
I think we all did, but I would say yes, but I really absolutely don't know. I'm impressed you remembered Lewis Carroll.
Jabberwocky figures in heavily to the plot, so that's why I figured it had to be a Lewis creation. But I don't have internet at the moment, so I can't look it up for myself, so I have to ask stupid questions. Just humor me.
Jabberwocky.
I remember
Lewis Carroll. It was Lewis Carroll. There you go.
Okay.
Okay, and while I'm on Google, why are so many Greek
males
named George?
There you go.
It sounds like a joke, right? Like, why are so many Italians named Tony?
Yeah, seriously, you know, I wonder what I'm going to get here.
My mother told me several times, you know, it was really funny when someone called the restaurant and wanted to talk to George. Because she'd have to ask, which George? Do you want George the owner, George the cook, George the day cook, George the night cook? Or George the busboy. You have to specifically know what job title the George you wanted to speak to had in order to speak to that one.
Okay, here's shocking news. According to recent study, the most common male Greek name is George. It's
S-A-E.
Hey, what's that weird feedback? Okay, weird feedback.
I don't know.
11% of male Greeks bear the names Georgios, or however they want to say that, which means practically that 550,000 men are named this way. I'm guessing Greek men. Most
yes.
common name everywhere in Greece, both in the mainland and the islands.
That is a lot of Georges.
Well, because
and
you've
got...
Mm-hmm.
The second most common name, now this is where it gets weird, is Yanis. So basically, I think they got their numbers wrong. I think 11% are named Yanis, and the other 90 or 89% must be named George, because I don't meet too many Yanises.
No.
How do you spell Yanis?
Y-A-N-N-I-S.
Nope, don't know any of them.
Nope.
Or Giannis, G-I-A-N-N-I-S. Or maybe it's Giannis, you know, because they say weird things with their G's and stuff. And then, of course, Demetrios would be another popular one,
yeah.
you know. So that one we saw coming, but...
Well, Nico, Nicholas.
We're not going
no,
to all of them.
Know.
I was just going to... Now I just want to find out why. All right, here we go. I think this is where we got the winner, I think. This is probably going to explain it. The original Greek form of George was derived from Georgios, which means farmer.
Oh! Who knew?
There you go.
There we go.
That's apparently, I think, unless I'm getting, you know... Nope, here we go. Here's another. Gregorius, Georgius. I've lost it. But, yeah, I was looking off of one thing. But that may be maybe earth worker, farmer, derived from Greek geo. I can't say it that way. Yep. And think about Greece. Back in the day, what did they do?
Farm.
They farmed. They farmed yeah. and they fished. I mean, it was either that or be fisher. It was either farmer or fisher. I wonder what the name for fisher is. I bet you that's Yanis. Yanis.
And fighting. They had a great military history, too. They did a lot of fighting when they weren't farming and fishing.
That would be where Alexander probably came in, or Alexandros, or something like
yeah.
that. I'll name him after Alexander, the guy that came in and took over Greece. And
half the, you know,
half the
world.
Yeah, yeah, when he went. Boy, we've got a lot of things to thank Alexander for, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do.
So, okay, that's a little bit of your Greek history knowledge there.
Hold on one second.
So that means what? What would that equate to percentage-wise? That if you know any Greek people or meet any Greek people, there's a 10% chance their name is George?
I thought there were four.
Or 11%, I'm rounding.
I love crazy
okay.
feedback on the radio.
I do, it's awful.
Oh, okay. okay.
It sounds like Greek. Jeez. What's going on?
You know, the Greek language, the way it's written, is just so kind of cool looking.
It is cool.
I like the alphabet.
Alphabet.
I really like the Greek alphabet.
You're going to have to bear with me a moment. I'm
okay.
currently in search of a battery.
Okay. Awesome. Let's see, now I'm looking up all kinds of things about Greek names.
Ah, okay. My mouse.
You see so many opolises, like Stephanopoulos,
that one.
Or whoever opolis means descendant of, and I guess it's their equivalent of, you know,
remember I got 5,000 in the story? Okay.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Yay.
Sorry, I need
That's
to
cool.
need a battery. My mouse is going out on me, and it needs
Yay.
A battery, and it keeps flashing at me.
You know, we're like dancing around the topic here, but let's actually maybe talk about Greek ponies. It's like getting late. It's 9:48, and we haven't actually talked about the Greek ponies yet, and I always feel so bad. I feel guilty. Like, my gosh, people turn in to, like, listen to hear us talk about ponies, and it takes us an hour to get around to it.
All right. Well,
I wonder how many people even listen to the first hour.
Then.
They like download us and just like check out what we're talking about at the 1 hour mark. I'm like, nope, still not talking about ponies. Fast forward.
See, there you go. We can actually do a poll in regards to that.
You know what's going to be funny? We'll do the poll, and then we'll find out people saying things like, wow, there's a pony talk show? Every time.
Yes, well, you know, it's just like, you know, when we started really advertising on the Trading Post, everyone was like, wait a minute, there's a pony talk show? And it's like, yeah, we've been going for like several months now. Where have you been?
Hey, but we still get hundreds of downloads. That's, you know,
oh, yeah.
So they're finding out through the grapevine there eventually. It's just taking them a while to kind of meander over.
Yes.
But I still think, yeah,
we should.
We should actually put up some sort of feedback post on our show. We should. Karen, I nominate you to do that for the TP because you are so
I was thinking of throwing a contest, actually. How would you guys feel about that?
It depends on how much I have to do.
Me too.
Oh, well, probably nothing.
Hang on.
Oh, sounds
awesome.
Good to me. I like that idea.
Good
we
idea.
We didn't have to do anything. It's good with me.
If I can sit there and just judge something, you know I love to judge things, so if I can be a judge, then I'm all for it.
Well, I'll work on developing us a contest that you can judge Little Alley Cat, and you can, Panda, you can announce the winner of on the radio. You could do that.
Okay.
That would work.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
Sweet.
And I guess I'll
and
take care of the PR.
The prize.
Yeah,
you'll be
the prize in the PR.
Yeah.
I'm good at both. Okay, I just made another pony trophy. Done.
Here we go.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. So,
a little information about the Greek ponies.
Yeah.
Greek ponies are made of a softer plastic. They also have thicker lines around their eyes, giving them a quote-unquote Egyptian appearance.
I love Greek pony squishiness.
They do look cute.
No, they feel awesome.
I wish I could feel one.
They feel awesome. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm just feeling my Greek ponies.
They smell sweet. They're kind of squishy. And as far as their eyes being Egyptian, well, you know, Anthony, Cleopatra, the whole, you know, Greek and Egyptian connection.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, they do smell. You know what? I can't believe I have not sniffed my loose Greek in a long time. I didn't. Man, this is the Huff and Pony show. They smell awesome. You know what they smell like? They smell like little baby dolls from like the 70s, like clean baby dolls. They got that like early baby doll plastic smell. It's so awesome. They smell like so good.
Like baby powder or like?
Yeah, kind of like baby powder, but sweet. Greek Wendy, you're coming to bed with me tonight. I'm gonna put you in the pillow.
You're kicking the Tomcat out tonight, huh?
Tomcat's gotta go away for 2 weeks. Actually, right, Greek Wendy, you have to wait till tomorrow night to come sleep with me.
Let
Tomcat sleep with me tonight because he's gotta go early in the morning. I mean, I let him sleep with me every night. I mean, he is my husband and everything.
Okay, and a little bit more history. Greek ponies were made by the short-lived El Greco company that only had two factories. The first factory burned down, while the second factory closed soon after that. That's probably why there's such a limited number of toys, but they never really became, My Little Ponies never really became popular in Greece. Believe it or
You'd
not.
Never know it from the amount of stuff that shows up on eBay from Greece. I mean, not just ponies
Seriously. And
stuff, but the merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
Those two or three years that they were making them, they were prolific.
They must have been, like, right at the height of pony goodness. What years does it say that they were making them?
It doesn't say what years. It just says 2 to 3 years.
It's the early years, as you'll see from what we're going to talk about.
Right, but, you know, there could have been a delay. I mean, we could have been having, you know, that first year of ponies here, and then it took, you know, a couple of years for things to kick off over in the UK, you know, about where, as you know, they may have been putting out the original ponies, but they weren't doing it simultaneously, I don't think, at the same time as us. Like, when we were releasing, you know, the first six, or when we were on to, like, year 3 or 4, they might have only been hitting year 1. Am I making sense
Probably.
There? I was just wondering what year, because that may have had a big impact on just how much they produced. You know, if they were already, you know, kicking off in America and, like, you know, taking the U.S. by storm, then it made them a lot more confident on how much to just go ahead and just produce right out the bank, right out the gate in Greece.
Yeah, probably. But let's start off with Miss Bluebell.
Oh.
Who came in two versions. First up, she was white slash gray with white hair, purple stars, and periwinkle eyes.
Ooh. Soft color.
But wait. They went a step further, and they made her again with purple hair and her star symbol. The purple star symbol has pink outlines, and she's also, it looks like a yellowish type color.
Yeah, but let's be clear as to why she has pink outlines. There's a certain characteristic of the Greek paint.
Oh, yeah.
It was
bleeding. It was not that they intentionally gave her pink outlines, and with so many of the Greek ponies, you're going to see that. I don't know what they did, if it was the plastic or what, but it just bleeds out and just does weird things to the symbols.
Very
it's
weird.
Probably because of the plastic, because it's a softer-made plastic.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, because it's interesting, just some of the descriptions you might see at some sites that says she has pink outlines, but, you know, from paint bleeding, but kind of weird. I don't like the ones that get the messed up symbols. I'm just too let's see if I can find a nice word for it.
You're too darn picky.
I'm just picky, yes, I'm picky. That's about the nicest word I'm going to be able to find.
How about
for it.
Discerning?
Discerning,
I like too
I think
darn
somebody
picky.
Else had called it once pony purist almost. Like, you know,
yeah,
you start to get
pony purist. Come on, you don't think those little outlines around the symbols are pretty? I think they're kind of cool.
That's something that
jumps right out at you and says, you know, hey, I'm Greek.
No, it does jump out at me. But I mean, come on. That's like me going down. You know, I'm not buying a Porsche just so I can ride down the road and say, look at me, I'm a Porsche. I don't care if you're a piece of, you know, you've spent a lot of money for something that says I'm a Porsche and somebody's going to break into your car now. Great. Congratulations.
But Greek doesn't necessarily mean spent a lot of money on. I mean, there's people that inherited Greek ponies from their childhood or ones that got lucky and bought them before the curve, before they started getting expensive, when people started discovering them and saying, hey, these are cool. Not everyone paid, you know, an arm and a leg for their Greek.
I don't think that's the best way to say I'm Greek. You know, I mean, as far as, like, I like some other things. There are other characteristics of Greek ponies that I think say I'm Greek more. And in a more attractive way than look at my screwed up symbols, I must be Greek.
True.
I mean, really, do you really want to be known, you know, after you're long gone, going, yeah, I remember her. She had the screwed up hair.
Well, I guess there are better ways to say, look at my big fat Greek pony.
My butt. Look at it. Oh, yay. So, 10 minutes later, we've talked about one pony. We are on a roll.
Okay. Next up is Melena, who means maid of honey, who is actually peachy.
Oh.
And she is adorable. She is light pink with purple hair and pink hearts.
You know what's funny?
Yes.
As the years go by, as we keep doing this show, as we've been going through and starting to hit the different countries, and, you know, every country has a Peachy. And
yes.
I am like, I've always kind of liked Peachy, simple as she is. I've always kind of liked her. But I'm really starting to like her more and more. Every time I go to another country, I'm like loving Peachy more. Peachy is like becoming my favorite pony, which was once just the common old Peachy. All of a sudden, I'm like, man, it's Peachy again. It's so cool. I love Peachy.
Isn't she like the matriarch of the pony line, you know? She's like everybody's like favorite old aunt.
It's kind of interesting. She has so many pretty variations.
Yes, that she does.
And I guess, you know, those people, I wonder if you get like a bunch of peachy lovers and a bunch of snuzzle lovers into a room, I wonder how much of a fight they'd break out into. I wonder if they'd bond, or would it be like, no way, peachy's better, no way, snuzzle rocks. Well, how do you really know? Where's that fine line between a peachy and a snuzzle?
That is a good question.
Was there a baby peachy?
Oh, gosh.
I'm getting ahead of ourselves because Greece made a lot of different babies, but we'll get to those.
They made so many neat babies. I just don't know.
They gave babies to ponies that should have had babies but didn't here in the States.
Ooh, everybody click on the link in the chat room.
I'm not in the chat room.
Come on.
I'm clicking.
What is it? I can't see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kit Kat put up a link to a picture of all of her Greeks in their collector poses. She's been cataloging her collection and taking really nice pictures, and she has a group picture of all of her Greek collector pose ponies together.
Very nice.
And so it's kind of cool. I love how your pictures show the colors so well, Kit Kat. They always just, gosh, oh my gosh, is that Peachy up there in the corner? Where she's like the orange one with the purple hair? I can't tell, the symbol's all bled out. help me. But that's an awesome color.
Both bluebells from Greece are actually light blue.
I love that shade of blue. It's so pretty. It's like powder blue.
It's like almost got like the feel of water. I mean, there's just something very lucid or something about it. It's such a cool blue. And the one has the hair that's that color. It's almost translucent.
Yes! That's the one that I'm envisioning right now. When I think Greek bluebell, that's what I get.
That's a good color.
Swimming headed about.
Yes, very cool. Yeah.
Very nice.
I suspect, looking at Kit Kat's pictures here, thank you so much for posting this.
Thank you.
I think one of the allures, even with the bleeding symbols and whatnot, is that they must have, like, I bet you in person, the color probably has a quality to it that you don't see. I mean, which is often the case with these different countries, but I'm seeing a certain kind of translucent vibrancy coming from a lot of the hair and stuff of these Greeks, if you follow what I'm talking about here. And since I love translucent plastic and see-through kinds of plastic, I can see where I would like start freaking out over these Greeks just for the hair.
No, I think you're right. I think some of those pastel shades, they do have this certain luminosity about them.
Mm-hmm.
They do seem to glow from within. It's like they know they're cute, they know they're special, and
they're
just shining bright.
They know it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I could in some cases see where I could. You know, bluebell wouldn't be one of them. But I think if I had to have a messed up symbol one, there's one or two here that I say, you know what? I totally would be cool with having her in my collection. She looks cool with a messed up symbol. I could handle it. If the rest of her was mint, of course, which means, you know, it's not going to happen. So, yes, color Greek peachy has an orange body. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yes, that Greek peachy is a beautiful color combination. The orange with the lavender purple hair and the... Man, okay, great. I have to add something else to my list. Thanks.
Thank you for that fix there.
Yeah.
Also,
put her on the list of things that you're going to come have visit me one day.
Put that on the list of things to lock up when little Alley Cat comes to visit.
Yet
there
another
you go.
Thing she's not allowed to see. What Greek peachy? You never told me you had a Greek peachy. Oh, did I show you my new Greek peachy?
Are you ready to move on?
Sure.
Okay, we'll move on to try and pronounce these names.
Seriously, are we really going to try? Do we really want to be that embarrassing?
Let's not.
Okay.
Let's just use their English
Greek
name.
Greek Minty, who, of course, is light green, white hair, and green clover is her symbol.
Man, she's gorgeous. I love Greek Minty. Must have.
Well, you see, that's good. At least you won't have competition from me.
Or me.
All right, so we're all staking out our territory already here on the collector ponies, all right? Nobody touch my Greek peachy.
Minty's mine, mine, mine.
Okay. You get the leftovers there, Amy.
Okay, I'll take whatever I get on eBay.
You can get Baby Star's Bluebell.
Of course, unless, of course, there is one other one. Is that, of course, Greek bow tie, of, you know, is another one I just have to have, actually, because I love bow tie. Bow tie is a great pony. But, yeah, I'm good. We can go on. Oh, no, what did I just do? I did something weird. Whew, okay. We can continue. Go ahead. What are we at? What are we doing?
Okay. Up next is Lily or Blossom.
Yeah, you can say Lily. You can't do that anymore. Freaking me out.
Oh, up.
Oh, yeah.
You notice how the extra eye makeup makes these girls look somehow, you know, like just exotic.
You look
at them in a whole new way. You say, wow, what a pretty lady she is. I never realized how pretty Blossom is until you look at, you know, some other version of it. And you see how feminine they are with those big lashes.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta
definitely
love the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta check. Is that the only characteristic about the Greek eyes? Is the heavy paint?
Is the heavy paint.
Heavy paint, they don't have, you know, special colored eyes like the Italian ones or misprinted eyes.
I just
want to
make sure, and I know, like, certain other
that.
Ones, there's the whole, you know, airbrush versus stamped versus, you know, different applications.
I forgot about that. Yeah, airbrushing versus painting. Stencil.
Right, but I thought that, isn't that mostly an Italian, or do we
That's
see
an
that
Italian
also with the Greeks?
Thing. Don't know.
I don't think we see it with the Greeks. It doesn't seem offhand like I'm not, at least from Kit Kat's pictures here, I'm seeing pretty much a consistent eye application. I don't even know. Did we really talk about that much when we talked about the Italian ponies? We even mentioned the whole airbrushing and stamp thing.
Yeah, we did.
I
we
must
talked
not
about
be paying
it.
Attention.
We did. We talked about it a lot.
Are we still talking?
Rosalind, who is Cotton Candy.
Roz the pony.
Roz. Yeah, come on, that's just great. Okay, here's where I have a question. Are we going to talk about the other two collector pose ponies that are not listed on? I mean, obviously they're not listed here on the Into the Sea site. So are we going to mention what other site we're using for reference?
Actually, I don't have another site.
If you're using another site, Phil, what is it?
Oh,
I don't have
another
one.
Kit Kat was saying that a lot of the Greek ponies' eyes are darker colored than what we see usually on ponies. Like, she's saying Minty's are very dark green, almost look black, and Lemon Drop's are brown. Unicornucopia, yes, that's the site that I am currently using. As well, I guess that is the Greek the Greek place to go. That would be www.unicornucopia.mlp.
Okay. And here we go. We've got Lemon Drop, who looks really, really cute. And her eyes are actually brown.
Yep. They're brown.
Guys have been given the word that I can get on the computer now. Hooray! In another minute, I'll be able to join you in ooh and ah at the pictures of Lemon Drop and company.
And her
yes,
name
I'm loving having somebody actually provide us with pictures and other little tidbits of information.
And her Greek name is Zizi.
It's what?
Zizi.
Zizi?
Zizi.
That's how I'm trying to pronounce it. At least I'm trying.
Zizi. It's
Zizi.
French inspired. So it's Zizi.
Zizi. There you go.
Zizi.
And up next is Butterscotch.
And this one sounds Spanish inspired to me. Limonista.
Limonista, yes.
Limonista. Limonita. Limonita.
So,
I like that name.
Which is kind of weird if you think about it. We just talked about Lemon Drop, who is Zizi, and Butterscotch, who is Limonita. So you could easily get very confused there.
Yeah, wouldn't you think Limonita would be Lemon Drop?
You would think, but she's not.
Yeah, and she looks like she actually has pink hair.
Well,
pink Limonita.
If I'm looking at...
If you're looking at... What one are you looking at? Butterscotch?
No, wait. No, it's Lemon Drop. She has purple hair. Butterscotch has the same normal colored hair. See how they've got these pictures set up? It's just...
The pictures are very, a little confusing on,
On
this. Yeah, bow tie is normal. We're looking at bow tie is why you start to get confused, which is the other pony. Now, you know what's even easier? Just look at Kit Kat's picture, because it's very obvious who is who and what color they are. No confusion going on.
Except for she doesn't have bow tie.
Yes, she does. Up in the middle, at the top, with the haircut, but still very awesome.
Oh, okay. Boy, that symbol is really, really a light pink.
It's like the color of the pink of the pink hair that fades before it fades, like when it first comes out of the dye vat, when it's got like that crazy neon color to it.
Super
that,
pink.
That's like, looks like bow tie's paint symbol color.
Oh, yes.
It literally looks like she's got like her butt plugged into something, because she's like, cheep, 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 you know, bright eye, bright symbol on her butt.
Blinky neon butt.
Yeah, we'll just call her neon butt.
There you go.
So I'm claiming dibs on Peachy and Neon Butt. Which, when you put that together, really gets a little weird.
Yeah, I agree. Very much.
So, it's interesting that you just never would have expected that color. Now, there's no mention that this is like a faded out color or anything, because, I mean, I guess we should say bow tie is like this very light cream looking color.
Yeah, she is light cream.
With pink hair, which is like not at all what bow tie has been in any other countries so far.
Nope.
Not like Peachy is exactly looking like her other country versions either, but I think, you know, bow tie is just so classically and traditionally is like a blue and pink or a blue and red, and you're so used to seeing blue and bow tie that to see her in any other color is like, it takes you back for a minute.
Yeah, you're just kind of standing there going kind of like, whoa, is that really bow tie?
And it
Holy
is.
Cow. Wow.
You can tell which ones are Kit Kat's favorites, I think. I think she puts her favorites at the top and then it goes down.
Probably.
I need a link to Kit Kat's picture.
It's in the chat room.
Oh, bummer. All right. Hold on. I have Kit Kat's face bookmarked. I can get it that way.
There you go.
Yeah, I have it bookmarked, too. It's a lot easier. She has a... No. Apparently, it is originally a darker pink, the symbol. Kit Kat's saying it's usually darker pink, but finding a mint symbol is impossible. Yeah, that's pretty obvious, but let's see.
Definitely.
Now I'm looking for a unicorn copiash site. Where the heck is it?
It's unicornacopiamlp.webs.com.
Oh, thank you.
/ Greek ponies. You got it?
Hold on, I got as far as
unicorn.
Unicopia.webs.
No, it's MLP.web.
Oh, it's got the MLP.
Unicorn. You know when you say it too many times, you can't say it anymore?
Okay, it's opening.
Quick, Tony. I have to ask, Do we
the ones
take
in the middle are her favorite. Blasphemy! How could you do that to Bowtie, Kit Kat? She just said, okay, apparently the middle row is Kit Kat's favorite. Well, then you don't need that top row. Just drop it off at my house.
And she says, anything with a red dye in the symbol, pink, purple, and orange, has the bleeding problem. Well, let's see. Red, bleeding. Yeah, that makes sense.
Lovely. There's a thought.
Okay, is there a third site I need here? I have Unicornucopia. I have Where the Rainbow Ends. Now I need what? Kit Kat Vintage?
She linked the picture. Yeah, you go to Kit Kat's site. I mean, she actually linked the picture itself.
I am fully on. Let's see. I'll just go to Kit Kat's photo gallery here.
I have to ask, do we want to take a pony snack break before we go into this next set?
Sure, we could do pony snacks while we let Pony Genie get fully on board.
All righty then, let's go get the pony snacks.
And Kitten is actually, Kitten's got more of a social life than I do, okay? This is my social life, guys, let me let you know. But Kit Kat has friends and she goes and does stuff. You know, I used to do stuff when I was young and then I got married and had a kid and then it was like, you know, I'm out in, like, the middle of suburbia. You know, I'm not, like, in the inner city where I can do cool hip stuff, so.
Aww.
That's not entirely true. I mean, I go to college. I get to hang out with people younger than me.
That's a social life, sort of.
But, I mean, Tony, I don't have, like, the whole go out on Friday night thing, you know. I don't do this. This is why I'm available on Friday night. But
me too.
Oh, right. One yellow, one green.
Is
one
that
dark
a party?
Pink.
Making s'mores, jumping on. Oh,
nom nom nom.
You want some?
I'm getting there. What is with the radio feedback tonight?
I just had a call waiting. Maybe that was it.
That was horrible.
Sorry, I went into the living room because I'm trying to see if the puppy would like to join in pony snack time. And he's just kind of laying there, kind of looking up at me, kind of like, no, you're bothering me. Go away.
Here, Dolly, you want one? Kitty, kitty, you want to try it? No, I don't think so. Weirdo.
The last pony we talked about was Rosalind. That's cotton candy.
Yes.
The name Rosalind, think Rose. Rose. And it's Greek for pink.
Oh.
Well, come on, in, like, virtually every country, like, some variation of Roz means rose. We got Rosa and Rosita.
Oh, my God.
And last week in Italy, didn't, like, cotton candy, wasn't her name Pink or Pinky?
Yeah.
They love doing that.
Yeah, they're so
creative
that way. What are we oh my God
about? I can't believe
it.
I have a yellow pony snack.
Yeah,
but
why?
I have a head. Whatever. It's the little head.
Yeah, it's a
pony
head. It's yellow.
I haven't had one of these in so long. It's yellow.
It's orange.
It's orange.
It's yellow.
It's good.
Orange
it's
yellow.
Gone. It's eaten.
I'm saving mine for last.
It's like tangerine.
It's like the color of, like, Greek bluebell.
You think? Let me compare. I would say... I don't know.
I'm dropping.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. What Greek bluebell are you talking about?
Oh, the one that's
We're
sort of like
orange.
An ivory. Okay, I take it back. It's not like Greek bluebell at all.
I was like, Greek bluebell is not orange. And I'm not seeing any Greek orange bluebells. Unless maybe you're thinking of Greek lemon drop or...
No, no, the second one down on Into the Sea. The one that's sort of faded funny.
Oh. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
That one's just faded funny.
Nom, nom, nom.
Mm-hmm.
Candylicious.
Mm. Eat them. Eat them up. Yummy, yummy. You know.
You gotta love this time because, you know, all people are doing is listening to us chew pony snacks.
They're free time.
And they're jealous. They wish they had pony snacks too.
Mm.
Yes.
The blue one's good. Is the blue one supposed to be Starcatcher? I just, you know, sometimes I don't really look at them closely, but dang, the blue one's got some crazy wings. She's got, like, the original foil wings is what she has.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were supposed to be anybody. I thought they were just generic ponies.
Well, you would think, but I'm telling you, you look at that blue one and tell me that ain't Starcatcher.
Yeah, that one's Starcatcher.
The blue one's all skinny. Is that supposed to be wings?
She's got a crazy wing appendage coming off of her.
Mine looks like a bat. Maybe she's all squished up. I don't know.
Mm.
She's squished.
Here's a better one. Huh. Well, she does look weird. She looks like she's, like, wasting away.
No, she's got that huge thing coming off her back.
I yeah, I always thought that was part,
like,
of her tail.
No, that's, like, definitely a wing.
That's a wing.
My God.
That's a wing, baby.
Something.
Yeah.
I got all ponies this time. I didn't get any hearts. Did you get any of those pink hearts?
I got no hearts.
I did.
No,
I got all the hearts.
No
this
hearty
week.
This week. We're heartless.
I'm not going to go there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start singing that 1980s, 1970s tune.
Heartless. Heartless.
Yeah, sorry.
You make me choke on a pony snack. That was almost dangerous.
Oh, dear Lord, don't make people choke on pony snacks.
It went right in the zone. It was like one little inhale, I would have been choking. It wedged itself right in there.
Get sued next. Yeah, right.
Death by pony snack.
It's the color of sunlight. That was the color of it.
You got to use her Greek name, Anatoly.
Anatoly.
Someone we haven't got.
We can actually say Anatoly.
Yeah, these names we can pronounce. These are safe.
Yes.
Yeah, Anatoly.
Yeah, who is sunlight, whose Greek translation is sunrise.
And boy, did they like her, because they made lots.
Oh, yeah. They made three versions of her. Is it three? Yeah, three versions.
There might even be more. I think we should probably put in the disclaimer that, you know, there are so many Greek varieties and variations out there of so many. I mean, I don't think any of the sites are really fully complete, because you keep hearing about, oh, there's this variant and there's that variant. Not everybody has updated. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's even more sunrises than this.
Probably. But so far we know of three. One is bright orange with blue clouds as her symbol. The next is, the symbol is just slightly different from her American version. It doesn't exactly say what the difference is, but she is a brighter blue. And the third version, it's the light blue, her traditional blue color, but her symbol is blue clouds.
Right, the clouds are very blue. They're sort of like a turquoise blue.
Yeah. But she does look pretty.
Is she what?
She does look pretty.
I
like
that
orange
pretty.
One. There's something crazy about seeing a typically blue pony as an orange pony.
Well, that's because
it's
the exact opposite. It's like on the color wheel, blue and orange are on exact opposite. So it's like the anti-sunlight. It's the nemesis sunlight.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm telling you, the Greek had something for the color orange. I mean, I think virtually every pony they made, they have an orange variety of it.
Oh, yeah.
They love orange. I wonder if that's, like, a good luck color. You know, like, in the Asian countries, you know, red is the good luck color and stuff.
Ooh,
I wonder if orange is significant in Greece.
It might be. That's something to ask my neighbors. Are we going to have time to do Greeks next week, too?
Yeah, right. Hey, we can make time.
We'll probably do Greek next week, too, when I'm, like, extremely tired after work. Don't mind me.
Okay.
I'm sick. I'm demented.
Let's see.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Is orange a significant color in
Oh my god.
Oh my god, what?
Oh my god.
What are you oh my godding about?
I had another pony snack in my pony snack bag.
Oh, bonus. You didn't know it was there.
I had another yellow. I had two yellows.
Hey, now. All right.
That makes up for not having yellows for, like, a month.
I'm going to Wikipedia. I bet Wikipedia can tell me something about the color orange.
There you go. Then we can talk about the next one.
Yeah.
Animas. Okay. Who is Windy?
Animas.
Windy. I have this one. I love her. Let me go sniff her again.
What's her? What's the difference in her symbol?
It's prettier.
The symbol, it looks, it's not glittery, is it? It's like painted.
No, it's not glittery. It's a metallic paint of purple and magenta, and the swirl is just, it's like instead of the one color, they use two colors. There's a deep purple and a magenta. And they're both metallic. And let me get my regular Windy to compare other things. Where are you?
I know her body
her
is supposed to be brighter.
Her body is like this amazingly vivid, you know, violet kind of
yeah.
color. And the swirls are not like the U.S. swirls at all. Somebody totally redid the swirls. So... like whereas
but they look better. They look more like wind now, you know?
They're very very mythological looking. I mean, they're very very stylized swirls. I mean, I absolutely adore Greek Windy, seriously. I mean,
very
if
cool,
I had to
cool.
get rid of, like, all kinds of ponies, I mean, Greek Windy would be, like, in the top, you know, five or top ten. If I could, like, grab 10 ponies, you know, she's definitely up in the top five. I love her because the symbol is so unique.
Sorry, but these eyes, they look airbrushed to me.
I'm looking at her, and yeah, they are kind of looking airbrushed, aren't they? They're also kind of looking stamped. They're looking, no, they're looking airbrushed. They're airbrushed. I'm going with airbrushed, because my Greek Windy is definitely airbrushed.
In Greece, this set was known as the Fairy Tales Ponies. That's what's printed on their card underneath the rainbow in the little banner. It's written in Greek, of course, but the translation is Fairy Tales Ponies, not Rainbow Ponies.
Another thing to know is the hair. The hair on Greek ponies is like silk. It's super soft. It is like
super
out of the
shiny,
package.
Super silky.
Super silky, super soft. It's like a little bit like a translucency to it. And, you know, like some ponies, I mean, even the straight-haired ones that you get them mint off their card will have a stiffer feel. You know, until they've been brushed a few times or whatever, they still have a stiffer feel. Whereas, I mean, you take a Greek off the card and it just... pulls, the hair just pulls in like this most luxuriant, you know, silky fashion. I mean, I actually don't know if I've ever brushed my Greek Windy's tail for fear of like even disturbing one strand of its silkiness.
Yeah, to like dull it or something. You just don't want to touch it. You might finger comb a little bit, but you don't want to like go at it and rake at it, you know?
No, you don't have to with Greeks. Very, very special. Very special hair. I mean, I know you can't tell in that particular picture. She doesn't look all that fabulous, but I'm telling you, you got to get her and take her off her card. Greek Windy must breathe. There's a call out there to all you people with a Windy, a Greek Windy on the card. Let her free!
There's great colors on these girls, though. I mean, they're like Easter eggs. They're just so bright and cheerful.
They are. Very strange. I get a little tired of the orange, though. Honestly, there's only a couple ponies I think look really good in the orange. Some of them, I just, orange isn't your best color.
Well, let's see if up next is good in orange. Parasol, and I'm not even going to try that Greek name.
Oh, I could say this one. Protovrohi.
Okay, very good.
Nice.
we'll
take your word
for
it.
She came in two different versions.
Wait, Jenny, go get your pony snacks. She might be out of pony snacks.
Oh, she didn't say anything. But yeah, she came in two different versions. First one is orange, and her symbol is slightly different, probably different colors.
The little parasols, the umbrellas, they're like outlined in blue,
okay.
Right?
So is
well,
she,
the American version, they're just glitter pink with a blue stem. In Greece,
yeah.
they outlined the whole umbrella, which makes for a nice contrast, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I like better, the traditional pink or the crazy orange.
Yeah, she did come in her traditional color, except for it was brighter. So, is this a good candidate?
You know, I'm going to go with pink myself. I'm making a vote for pink.
Okay.
Because I like that particular color pink. I mean, it's such a pretty pink.
It is.
That I would go with the pink myself.
I'm a parasol fan. I like her in all her different incarnations.
So here's a little interesting note on orange. It's the national color of the Netherlands.
Oh, I knew that.
And associated with royalty in the Netherlands, the royal family.
Hmm.
Why? Because the royal family of the Netherlands used to own the principality of Orange. Apparently, there is a principality of Orange named Orange in the Netherlands.
I had to do flowers for Dutch royalty once, and we used a lot of orange.
Mm-hmm.
That's in my blog at the TP. You can see all the orange stuff that we did. It was pretty crazy.
So, you know, I'm seeing all this stuff about Dutch and Netherlands and everything, but even a little bit of a relationship to Ireland here, but I'm not seeing anything related to Greece. So
too close to St. Patrick's Day. Don't bring up the orange.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's
William
the wrong
of Orange.
Side of Ireland.
It's way too political. We won't go there. We're talking about Greece. We're talking about crazy orange pony with umbrellas.
Orange really does start to go some freaky places in Ireland. So, yeah, we need to leave Orange now. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye, Orange.
You know, that's
bye-bye.
The wrong side of Ireland there. So.
No kidding.
Let's
okay.
talk about pink.
No,
pink is the official color of pony royalty and the color of goodness and sweetness and light and joy worldwide.
And
the color of the aisle where all the cool toys are found at Toys R Us.
You said aisle, and I'm going back, no, not Ireland. No, not the aisle.
And so up next is, can you do this name?
Can do. Nereida.
Which means
Nereida.
Fairy.
Nereida.
Who is Starshine.
Good morning, Starshine.
And her only difference is her symbol.
Slippy-dooby-dooby, slippy-floppy-dooby, da-da-da-do-do.
Are we done now?
Yes, I'm done.
Yeah, we're good.
I said good morning to Starshine.
Her difference is her symbol is slightly different.
It's really big.
Yeah, it's huge. It takes up most of her butt.
Yeah, seriously, it does. It goes from one side of her hip to the other.
It takes up most of her backside, yes.
Big butt.
Big butt. Well, I
big
said our
big,
big
butt.
Fat, our
boy,
big
we need a big
freak ponies.
And the it's just big. It's big.
Yes.
Baby got back.
Right on. I like Greek ponies, and I won't deny it.
I like big symbols, and I cannot lie.
Them tiny little ways, that big old symbols.
No, it's with a big old symbol in your face. You wow.
Oh, and otherwise, she's the same. She's got rainbow hair, white body, the leaping Pegasus pose, and she didn't get made in any other crazy colors. She's just Nereida. I happen to own her mint on the card.
Yay!
Ooh.
And she just got a big old butt.
And she's got a big old butt. And the first time I flipped it over and saw the back card with all the different rainbow ponies with all their names on it, I just flipped out. And I took it to work, and I worked at a flower shop where there was a Greek guy, and he told me how to say all the names.
Awesomeness. You're just now informing us of this?
Yes.
Well, just the rainbow ponies.
Oh, okay.
Rainbow
ponies.
Well, then,
that's why I've been no help up until now. Next up is
Uranos.
Uranos.
Who is not orange, oddly enough.
No, she is just a brighter teal than her North American release.
Uranos is Moonstone, who, as you know, has like a ringed planet symbol. We're not going to assume it's Saturn, okay? It could be just any planet that has a ring on it. Lots of them do. And, Uranos
Saturn.
Has...
Everybody
has,
identifies with that.
...has a ring around it, too. No, when they got real close, it's like, I guess, the super...
I know,
telescope.
Uranos does, too. And I know I have a few others, but, I mean, when you think ringed planet, I think most people just automatically think Saturn.
Yes, let's not go into, you know, an astronomy lesson.
It is
oh,
a ring
darn.
Planet.
Here I wanted to
be
Carl
Jupiter.
Sagan tonight.
It could be Jupiter for all we know with all those moons. Hello?
Exactly.
I thought they pretty much established, like, every planet has a sort of ring around it of one type or another.
Earth has a ring. We have a ring of space junk floating around us.
Yes, we do. God, that's embarrassing.
Yes, well, you know.
We're like the dirty planet. They look at us from other planets through their telescope, and they go, ew. Let's avoid that one.
How do you find Earth in the
keep
dark?
Going.
You get a giant magnet.
But that's what they named her after. They were thinking the planet, so her name is kind of like the planet name.
Hmm.
And there you go. That's your pony astronomy
Uranos.
Lesson for the day.
Oh.
Okay.
Uranos, Moonstone. And, yeah, brighter teal, otherwise the same.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, if you say so, Uranos is Uranus in Greece, are you saying, or are you just making this up now?
I am not making that up. I got that directly from a very well-informed florist.
Wow.
Who happens
okay.
to be from Greece.
Somebody
okay.
has something against Saturn.
Yes.
I wonder who Saturn was in Greek mythology that they just felt that they need to, like, totally, or maybe Uranus was more important than the...
You had Saturn. To ask me, didn't you? You just had to ask the
I
question.
I had to, because
I now
knew
I got
to
answer it.
Now I knew
Saturn,
know.
Saturn is an old god, and he's very powerful, and he's very crotchety, and you don't want to mess with him. So that's why they bother naming a toy after him, because they don't want to get on the bad side of Saturn.
No.
Yeah. See, I was wondering because, you know, for some reason it was sticking in my head. I used to know a little bit about Greek mythology more than I do now, the history and stuff, and I knew Saturn meant something. So they were. They totally were avoiding
yeah.
him, avoiding completely.
Mm-hmm. Out of respect. You got to stay away from there. I just recently read some mythology because I'm gearing up for the Maryland Pony Meet, and they're having that mythology-themed custom contest. So
right.
I went looking for an idea. Because, I mean, my favorite mythology would be, like, you know, Greco-Roman mythology. They just had the coolest, you know, creatures and, you know, epic stories and stuff. There's so much to work with there.
Oh, hey, speaking of working with, I totally have to get a fakey for you so that you can make Kitten the Chinese or Asian rat custom.
Oh, well, you
so
better hurry.
How much time do you need before the meet to be able to make her?
I need as much time as you can give me because I'm working on commissions right now.
So what
do
you need is a white pony. That's all you need right now?
No, it could be any color. I'm going to do an FBR on it to get it the color body that you wanted. You want it to be exactly like mine, right? But the baby?
Oh, no, it doesn't necessarily be exactly like yours. I hadn't even gone that far. The thing I liked was the cloisonne and the lantern hair. I thought the lantern hair was awesome.
If you don't want the body fully repainted, then it's going to be a quicker job. You can send
no,
me any
no,
color
I don't like body
want.
Paint. No body full paints. I just like symbol painting and rehairing. I don't like a body to get painted.
Well, it won't be too
hard. I'm glad you mentioned that because I am very not a body painting person. I don't dig it. So, see, I just made your job easier. But
you
the
did.
Reason I'm bringing it up is because, you know, Kitten's birthday is in June, so hopefully I'll be able to, like, set that up to be able to give a tour on her birthday. So anyway, carrying on, I mean, has nothing to do whatsoever with Greek ponies. Don't know where it came from. Oh,
well, we were
mythology.
Just giving Amy a
mythology.
Rest, you know? She was getting real tired of all that talking, so we just thought...
Yeah, no, we were talking about mythology in the Maryland meet, and then all of a sudden it all came crashing down on me.
And mythology, yeah. We were talking about Greece mythology, which is what the show is about tonight. So back to
right.
Greek ponies.
Yes. And
yes.
I'm to Star Dancer, who has three versions. At least
you know?
Star.
The only Star Dancer I think I ever liked is actually the German Himmelstanzer. I just, for some reason, Star Dancer is just not one of those ponies that does it for me, no matter what they do to her, other than make her into a totally different pony.
Wait, isn't it Sky Dancer?
Sky Dancer.
Oh, Sky Dancer.
Sky
Dancer. How do you not love Greek Sky Dancer? She's so pretty. Look at that symbol.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. She just
She comes in orange with blue and red flying birds. She comes in her traditional yellow, which is a brighter yellow. And then she comes in white with blue and red flying birds.
I love the blue and red symbol, or pink and
I'll
blue.
I think the white one I might be all right with, but no. I don't even own normal Sky Dancer. She's just, no. I will get a Himmy one day, though. I will get a Himmelstanzer. I like her. But I think part of it is just, I don't know. If I ever got
a regular
one, she'd have to come off the card.
Oh, yeah. That's what everyone was doing for a while.
Oh.
They were buying them on the cards and then just taking them off the cards and having dead mint pony.
Yeah, but you know what was funny? It was for a while there. Remember when they first came out and all the mint on cards, like, rushed the market or flooded the market? They were, like, worth more off the card.
Yep.
Because you could see, like, fully the full condition all the way around, because there was, I guess, concern about the damage to the pony and, you know, was the symbol good on both sides and blah, blah, blah. And the cards in some cases weren't in that great a shape. And it was so funny that actually the loose ones, when they were taken off the card, would go for more money than the actual carded ones. It was the strangest thing.
Have you seen ones that have the card burn on the backside where they were stuck up against their card for years and years and years? They have, like, marks on their backside, on their non-display side.
I actually have not seen that, but I think that was part of the reason why people were taking them off their cards.
Yeah, they had marks on their hip and their leg.
Because everybody's like, no, take it off the
cards. You know how, like, G3s today have those hair zippers that ties the hair up out of the way? Greek ponies didn't have hair zippers. So you might find a Greek pony for sale on a card, and you can't see the pony's face through the hair.
We're seeing this on the site. You can't see their symbol. You can't see their head. They can't see.
You don't even know
hair.
What pony it is. Is it Starshine? Is it Sky Dancer in there? You know, who is that under there? All that pretty silky long hair.
See, you were
this
reading my mind.
Hair zipper.
I was just thinking that.
You get one like that. That might be one worth decarding. You know what I'm saying? Wink,
absolutely.
Wink,
much prettier off the card. I mean, I had gotten my Windy. My Windy was a mint on card, and she came right off. I was like, oh, heck yeah, she's coming out. And it is. Yeah, they're so much prettier off the card. Now, my other Greek, we'll talk about when we get to it.
If I got one with the hair over the face like that, I would seriously consider decarding it just so I could see the prettiness of the pony.
Right.
And not
well, my
the
other
hair
Greek,
could...
my other Greek is still mint on card, and the only reason she has escaped that wrath, other than she's a really good card, is that you can see her face and you can see her symbol. So I'm like, you know, I can live with that. But I mean,
right.
for a Greek on card, her hair is not all that bad. So I'm like, okay,
oh my God,
that's good.
Oh my God.
What, another pony stack?
No, you left a pony on the card.
There's a couple here on the card.
She's been known to do that from time to time.
You didn't open
yeah,
her. Oh my
few.
God.
There's a few. I've got about 12 right now that are still on their card. From, well, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, I take that back. 8. I have 8 G1s on their card still. And 4 little litters on their card. So I guess a dozen if you count them. And I do have the schoolhouse still mint and box. She hasn't been put together yet, but she is on the chopping blocks. That school set is on the chopping blocks. It's coming out soon.
I'm waiting for that video.
I'm telling you, well,
me
you
too.
Know, I've got a potential plan here where I'm enlisting the help of yet another person for the video endeavor. So if that works out, then she'll be coming out. That baby will be put together next weekend. We'll see.
Very nice, very nice.
I'm telling you, but you know, if it has to wait, it has to wait. I got all kinds of wacky. If nothing else, okay, I am making the pony promise here in front of everybody. At the very latest, the schoolhouse video will be available and done by the end of my spring break. My spring break starts like somewhere around the 2nd or the 3rd. So by like April 10th, by the end of my spring break, schoolhouse video will be available.
Hopefully. Hooray!
So at the very least, I will get it done during my break.
There you go. So
apparently Kit Kat has a Greek glory that has the card burn.
Did I just coin that phrase, card burn?
I think you just did. Burn.
Cool.
Now, question.
Answer.
Do we want to hold off on the rest of the Greeks?
We can talk about a couple.
Week?
I mean, look, we got a buttload of Greeks to go. I think if we squeeze in a few more, we'll still have plenty to talk about next week. I don't know.
Okay.
It's up to you, though. I mean,
we could just save the next set, the star set, for next week if you want. We could talk about other things with Greek ponies. Like, you didn't talk about the hoof stamps. Do you want to talk about those for a minute?
Sure, let's talk about the hoof stamps.
Okay.
This
means we may talk about ponies we haven't really talked about.
This is from Unicornucopia's site. I got this information. I knew it, but it makes more sense if I just read it. So, can I?
Huh. Yes, please do. You know, I didn't realize, I've never noticed my window.
Oh, yeah, flip your pony over. You got
loose. I just flipped it
over.
Oh, my gosh, who knew?
Tell me what's on the hoof. There's a few characteristics common to Greek ponies. A B. Okay, we'll get to B. First,
let's see what's on my other one.
The shy pose ponies have the letter A, which is the Greek letter alpha, and the unicorns. The one that's in the proud pose, they call that sometimes, that's got beta, B, on the hoof. Then your walking pose unicorns have a gamma symbol on the hoof, which looks like an L, but upside down. And the Pegasus have a triangle, which is the Greek letter D, delta. If you're in a sorority, you already know this.
That's so awesome.
You have alpha, beta, gamma, and delta.
So you know, D, delta, triangle also means difference in math.
Hey.
Ooh.
And it can also mean angle or triangle. It can mean triangle in math as well. But if you're using a graphing calculator like I have all week, the little triangle means difference.
Now, your collector pose ponies don't have these marks. You only find this on your magic ponies, your fairy tale set or your star set. That's the rainbows in the U.S. Your rainbow ponies have these marks on the hoof. Don't go looking for it on your, you know, Greek Chloe or Blossom because you won't see it.
I have one with a triangle, and I have one with a B.
There you go. So now you want to go and collect an alpha and a gamma.
I do. I absolutely do. Let's see. Who will I pick? I do now. You know, it's just, oh, gosh, now I need another Greek. I was thinking that earlier when I was coming up here. Look, I'm like, no, I need one more Greek. I don't know who.
If you find a dirty Greek that needs to get cleaned up, don't worry about having to, like, cut the head off. You don't need to, because El Greco didn't seal their ponies' heads with glue. The heads just pop right off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, my Wendy's head would just come off very easily if I wanted it to. So,
yeah,
good smell. To know. Clean.
You know you want to smell them. Tell us more about that pretty vanilla plastic
70s
doll powder
set. It's freaky that you even mentioned that, you know, considering how much I love pony smell and how I'm, like, always, like, keeping my room into, like, its own little, you know, giant room-sized Ziploc bag for pony smell goodness, and I come in here, and there are certain ponies, literally, that I come in here and I will smell from that I know I took this off mint package, or I knew with this one, you know, this sweet berry has the particularly strong scent, or this perfume puff, or whatever. There are ones that I really like to kind of visit, you know. Now I'm just, like, so shocked that I didn't realize how fantastic the Greek pony smells.
And
Wendy.
For a toy that's 20-plus years old to still retain its nice smell, you know, that's a wonderful thing.
It's not musty. It's not old. There is nothing bad smelling about this. I mean, that's how – it's kind of strange, okay, when it smells this dang good, all right? This is, like – I'm having a moment, guys. I mean, I'm seriously going to be coming in the room every day and it's going to be like, okay, everybody smell the pony room. Now everybody smell Greek Wendy. that's
and their symbols don't bleed because they were undercoated. They figured out the whole bleeding symbol problem by the time they got around to making the magical ponies. So there was no more of that. The only bleedy symbol ones you'll find are the originals.
Yeah, I believe the undercoating was a silver color. I think.
I believe you are right.
Because Well, there were a couple reasons I think that. One, because there's this tiniest little spot on my Greek Windy where the paint looks like it's not purple and it's not magenta. It is obviously silver, so that's probably the undercoating. And two, I think there was also some discoloration that we see happening from the metal. You know, again, you say, okay, silver must have a different kind of metal in there because flaking off, turning things green with sunlight. Didn't we see that happening with sunlight?
Sunlight, yeah.
There's like a weird
crazy
green
stuff.
Or blue
uh-huh.
or something that, stuff that
it's
starts
greenish.
To happen.
Yep. They go
I
wild.
Know it happened with the Italians as well when you're talking about the metal and the metallic paint for some of the,
mm-hmm.
When it comes off.
Like
but, yeah, so undercoating is a fabulous thing. It did wonderful things for their symbols. You don't have any more bleeding symbols.
Well, that's good.
I see who I want next, but she's not in a different pose, I don't think. Oh, darn. Well, I still want her.
I just want to take a Hellenic cruise right now and go around the islands and stop off and, like, look for ponies now. I'm, like, so dying to go to Greece, the pony shop.
Oh, geez.
But I've talked to Greek collectors, and they say finding old ponies there, it's no different from finding old ponies anywhere else. You know, there's not greater odds of finding ponies in any one country over the
other. I'm sorry. I find that hard to believe. When you look at the size of Greece and you look at the size of America, you don't have as much ground to cover in Greece. It's got to be easier. I'm not saying it's easy, but come on. I mean, how big is Greece when you compare it to, like, I don't know, New Jersey?
I think I'm just, like, take pictures of some of these ponies and start stapling flyers to, like, utility poles in my neighborhood. Since there's so many Greeks here, maybe somebody can help me out. Hey,
that would
seriously
be
awesome. Here?
Pony?
That would be awesome. Hey, there is a baby. All right, sorry, yes, there is a baby Peachy. Because we have...
Oh, hey!
And she is exactly like the mommy. And, oh, my gosh, I got to have her!
I guess next week, then, we'll get to this.
I know. Well, we might, yes. But, I mean, I just, guys, we mentioned it. That's why I said it. And I'm just freaking out now. Just didn't need to know this. There goes thousands of dollars. Bye-bye.
Okay, just tell me one thing. What color hair does she have?
She's exactly like the mommy.
Exactly?
Exactly. She's got the peachy orange body with the purple hair and the light pink symbol.
Wait, Peachy doesn't have purple hair.
For the Greek Peachy.
Oh, she's exactly like Greek Peachy.
Yes. The Greek Peachy baby is just like Greek Peachy mommy.
Cool. So next week we'll do the babies minus one. we'll cover Peachy tonight. Peachy
special.
Well,
we can mention her again. We'll just reiterate.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, she's so stinking cute. But I just mentioned it because you guys were specifically asking about a baby Peachy, and I was scrolling through here, and I was like, oh, there she is.
And another reason why I figure we'll finish off Greece next week.
Oh, wait, Kit Kat wants to know if we talked about Skydancer. So let me find out if she might have some insight here.
Why
Skydancer, yeah, we talked about her. She came in orange, and she came in white, and she came in yellow. And I like her. You're not a fan. She's got a two-tone symbol, which is really neat.
Yes.
I'm a bird fan, you know, so anything with birds on it, you know I have to get.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's going to have to tell us something.
And her name is Astrapi, which means
Astrapi.
Astrapi, which means lightning. That's a powerful name, right? It's a strong-sounding name. Astrapi.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of birds, I'm hating my pillow right now.
Dare I ask?
Pillow.
You're hitting your pillow?
Hitting or hating?
It?
Hating.
Hating it?
There's some pillow hatred going on.
How can you hate your pillow?
It's a feather pillow. It's a feather pillow.
Is it an old feather pillow? With the real feathers instead of down? And it pokes at
you? It's real feathers, and they keep poking at me, so I have to keep pulling out feathers before I go
to sleep.
Well,
you know, it's the down-to-feather content. The older pillows, I have some old pillows, too, they had, like, a higher feather content, and now it's like, you know, when you have the higher down content, which is the softer underside feathers that don't have the sticky quill as much.
Don't you have a pillow cover, Panda?
No, I haven't bought one yet.
Oh, you mean like another pillow cover over top over it for a pillowcase? You mean there's another cover you can put on top of a feather pillow that keeps those suckers from poking through?
No, it goes under the pillowcase. Pillowcase is what you put on left. Pillow cover is the thing with the zipper on it. It's like a pillowcase with a zipper, and you just put that in. It's real snug around the pillow.
Yeah.
I think I might have to go get some because we got a couple feather pillows here that are just unruly. I'm like, I got a feather pillow that's so old, I can't believe there's feathers still in it. I've been picking feathers out of this thing for like 30 years. I know you're not supposed to keep feather pillows that long. You're not supposed to keep any pillows that long, I don't think. But I just, you know, I'm gross that
no.
way.
No, I would just get yourself new pillows.
New
if you've had them
huh?
that long. Yeah, because your pillow's going to start walking around by itself if you keep it much longer.
Yeah, I think there's like there's supposed to be like a life expectancy on pillows, isn't there?
It's going to be like Lisa Simpson's tooth inside that pillow, you know? There's like a whole universe going on inside there.
Ew. No, I don't really have a 30-year-old pillow.
You're not
going to
use that pillow tonight,
no. Well, I have one. It's old. It's really old, but I don't know if it's quite 30 years old. But, yeah, no, I'm not using it anymore now. I know I should get some new pillows. We get new pillows occasionally, but then I have a harder time getting rid of pillows. See, nobody's ever going to stay at my house now after this. They're going to be like, ew, we can't use the Lollycat's pillows. They're all 30 years old. No,
it's
they're
corroded.
Not all 30 years old. I actually
but they're
have,
the best for pillow fighting. You can really swing them.
Yeah.
You grab a corner
yeah, they,
and all the weight goes to the other side and just wham. You can
yeah,
knock somebody out with a feather pillow.
I actually have new pillows that are for guests. You know, they're new.
Yeah.
You know, not used really, but except by guests. And yeah, because, come on, it's embarrassing, you know, if you have, like, you know, you try to give a guest one of your pillows and you think you're being all nice and you want to give them a new cover and you're like, oh, gosh, no, never mind, I need a new pillow. So I have new pillows for guests. See,
well,
I'm see, nice
this
that
is
way.
A brand new pillow. This is a brand new pillow. I just haven't, I have to keep going in with the tweezers every night before I go to sleep and run my hand over it, get all the pokies out before I go to sleep.
Yeah, go get yourself a pillow cover. See if that helps.
Yeah, I will. As soon as I get my first paycheck.
Hey, Kit Kat says she doesn't have anything. she doesn't have anything much to say about the Sky Dancer, but she did want to say, ironically, that apparently Yellow Sky Dancer is the hardest to find, and that her boyfriend has an old pillow that literally is 30 years old, and she calls it the germ bag and tries to never touch it.
Good idea.
The germ bag. Oh, great. Now I have a new nickname for this pillow that I have. Okay, I'm getting new pillows this weekend, all right? This is just creeping me out. No more am I just saving these nice new pillows for my guests. I need to get me some new pillows.
There you go.
I need new
the
pillows,
germ
too.
Bag.
I was trying some out the other day. I was in the store. I was putting my head down on them, and I felt really bad about doing that. But how else do you try out a pillow? You know,
you have to like get on the floor or something. You can't just like put your head on it like while you're holding it because it's not the actual correct position. And then you get it home and it's like too big or something, and you're like, man, I didn't feel like this in the store. Well, duh, you were standing up.
I didn't lay on the floor, but the bins were like waist high, so I sort of just bent over and sort of fell into the pillows. I like lined up like three that I thought were good candidates for my new pillow, and I tried them all out one at a time.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's a pillow hour.
Okay. All right, I got to get out my to-do list. Get new pillow.
Throw out germ bag.
No kidding, germ bag. Wow, that's just like got such a visual now.
So many
things I can do with that. God.
Add that to the shopping list along with,
Greek
peachy,
pony stack. When you're looking for a good feather down pillow, they are expensive.
Yes.
And you sit there and go, oh, I need to go get me a new feather pillow of $50, $60, $70. Maybe not this week. And that's how I wind up not getting the new pillows. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to just say, you know what? I'm going to go get a nice, new, stupid, expensive pillow.
There you go.
I have two pillows. I have one firm, thin one for the bottom, and then I have one puffy, soft one for the top.
I like
two pillows.
I have three.
Three? Good.
Not under her head, I suspect.
Actually, yeah, they are. I've got...
What are you, the elephant man? You got to, like, sleep with your head raised?
Well, actually,
like your brain is gonna the weight is gonna suffocate you.
Actually, it's more like six pillows. I got two king size pillows that I bought when I was working retail like years ago.
Hey guys,
I got.
It's gonna be
on that
time
note,
for everybody.
It's pony night night.
It's night time.
Bye.
Bye guys. We're gonna talk about pillows
bye.
After this.
This is Game on All, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, Kit Kat. Sorry.
Bye, Kit Kat.
And don't forget, download, and you will hear the rest of us.
Yeah, we're going to the
pillows.
Details of Amy's sleeping arrangement and her gajillion pillows.
We call this chapter Pillow Talk.
Yes. But yes,
Pillow Talk with the Pony Girls.
Ooh.
I've got two king-size pillows that I bought when I worked retail. And I've never really slept on them. They've always been the bottom tier pillows. But then I've got the two thin pillows on top of those. Those are regular size. And then I've got the big fluffy pillows on top of those.
Oh, that sounds so comfortable.
I could
do with pillows right now.
I actually encased in pillows myself. I've got my real soft, fluffy, feathery pillow for my head, and then I have my 5-foot-long feather down body pillow that actually acts also as a safety barrier between me and my 200-pound husband, who, if it was not there, would roll over on me in his sleep all the time. Because he's completely one of those unaware people when he's asleep. And I had sustained a lot of damage that first year just from being in the same bed with this guy. So I then invested in the five foot down pillow that when he does try to start to roll over or swing an arm or something like that, it like hits the barrier, you know?
Yeah, it's a barrier.
And, you know, sometimes we visit each other's side of the bed, but that is my safety net. Otherwise, I would never be able to sleep with them. And then, of course, I have another pillow on the other side because you get so used to being able to, like, you know, like wrap your arms around a pillow or, you know, grab it to, like, put between your knees, you know, and that when you go to turn sides, if there's not something there to do the same, then it just ain't right. So you got to have pillows on the other side available because I can't bring the whole 5-foot pillow over with me. It's not like you can just flip with a 5-foot pillow. It just isn't going to happen. So you got to have something already set up on the other side. So it's like when I get in bed, you know, and you get – this is horrible. I mean, you talk about – I was going to make fun of Amy talking about her pillows and listen to me. When I climb in bed, it's like I have to climb into, like, the valley of pillows because I like, get everything set up, and then I put the blankets and covers on top because I'm so tired of, like – you don't want to have to pull down covers to put a 5-foot pillow in there every night. So you just make the bed with the pillow in it. And as a result, I have to, like, pull back the covers, and I climb in, like, between all of my pillows. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is just – if I knew when I was a child that this was going to be my life, you know, I think I'd make fun of me then.
With that many pillows, I'm surprised that everybody fits in the bed.
Oh, yeah, we all fit in the bed just fine.
You should just have, like, a big square playpen on the floor so nothing spills out, you know?
Yeah.
Pillows get knocked out, bodies get knocked out a bit.
It's just one of those things that just kind of evolved, you know? And every time I'd buy a pillow, you know, and we'd have more pillows, and then it'd be like, oh, well, this, you know, I could use a pillow for my head. I could use another one for, like, to hang on to. I could use one for my knees. And then I need all that for the other side as well. And before you know it, it's like the sea of pillows. What's bad?
Oh, I love that.
Husband
I love hugging a pillow. It's fun to hug a pillow. Because, you know,
husbands
can be really warm in the summer, but pillows aren't. So you hug a pillow at night. It's
okay.
Very nice and cozy.
Apparently, Kit Kat also has 10 pillows in her bed, including the germ bag, just so you know.
I wanted to say that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was designated to be the chat board, you know,
chat board reader.
Yeah,
no.
But I was like the one that kept talking. I'm sorry. You can say it. Take it back. Rewind.
Tisk.
But she goes, I bought new ones a while ago, but we're bleeping out names here.
What
can
we call Kit Kat a significant other? Kat Boy?
Kit Kat Boy, there you go. But Kit Kat Boy wouldn't let me get rid of the old ones.
Including the germ bag.
God, yeah. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, God. But you know what? Me, I've also got a big stuffed Pooh Bear that could actually take and be used as a pillow because of its big tummy.
Aww.
Oh, my
so,
gosh. She is way, way given. All right.
You can do this one.
Okay, she continues on with the germ bag. I am seriously going to, like, burn pillows after the show. I read an article on hidden dirt in your home, and it had a chart of pillow age to 5, a pillow that is dust mites. The germ bag would be 100% dust mites by that chart.
Ew.
Ew.
I need a link to that, because I got to get my husband to throw out his germ bag. He refuses to get a new pillow.
I am seriously grossed out now.
Why do guys get attached to these old, nasty things?
I don't know, but I'm glad mine is, or I would have gotten divorced. He would have dumped me a long
Google
time ago.
I'm like, pillow germ sites. I'm going to leave it on the desktop.
I'm not old, nasty, and gross. I was just being funny.
No, you're not old, nasty, and gross, but...
So. But anyway...
Wonderful.
It was great having this overtime... But I need to get going.
Yeah, I should go too. I should go spend some time with the hubby since he's got to leave early in the morning.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm going to a convention tomorrow, and I got to get ready. I got to pack.
What
convention
are you going to?
Horror movie convention in New Jersey. They got the entire cast of, hold on, let me think, Creepshow and Dawn of the Dead, the original. And George Romero is going to be there in person, so we're getting pictures with the whole everybody.
Yeah, and I've got to finish watching a movie before Mom and I watch a movie at 12:01.
Oh,
that's right.
Twilight.
You
yes. Which I will be getting my the first of my DVD sets I ordered tomorrow.
Well, guys.
Well, enjoy the film and sweet dreams to everybody.
No kidding. Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
And, oh, sweet dreams with your germ bags, everybody.
Take an allergy pill before bed.
Yeah,
definitely.
Don't eat it.
Your body.
Oh,
and we'll be in Greece again next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Kit Kat says, just one last thing. I think I should get more new ones and build a little wall in the middle of my bed to keep the dust mites over there. Meaning over on...
Kit Kat Boy's side.
Oh, God, that is just too funny.
Oh, there's always something special on every show, you know?
Yep, tonight it's like our bed is a zoo.
Okay, I'm going, guys. I'm going to log off.
Okay, me too.
I really
me
seriously
got
to go before we start talking more about dust mites or something. I'm not going to be able to go to bed tonight.
Nighty night, everybody. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Don't let the pillows eat you alive.
And don't forget, if you don't get eaten alive, come back next week.
Seriously, I'm all itchy now. Me. All right. Bye, guys.
Good night, all.
Night.
Good night.
Good night, John Boy.